Joe, this was one that, again, it was going back and forth all night long, and it was one that you guys needed, and you got it here tonight and did so with some really good pitching late, Robbie Baker, then James Meeker, and then that diving catch, of course, by Murray, but also timely hitting in this one. How about your guys here tonight?
Yeah, they came through and did their usual thing with at the plate. You know, I think we banged out 14 hits, but Nellis, you know, big night. I think he had four. And Garcia, heck of a game, having three hits for him. Just came through in the clutch, like you said, and some huge defensive plays. I know Murray made a couple of them. He made a nice play in the four hole earlier in the game, sliding play. But the play at the end, game thinker, diving and catching that line drive, two-line run would have scored for sure. And back to another defensive play, Bello throwing a guy out, made a perfect throw to the dish. You know, so those are some game-saving plays and huge. You know, and our bullpen got it done at the end of the game again. Meeker, nice job. I mean, he's got a veteran mentality. I like when he's out on the mound. I like just the way he trusts his stuff, attacks hitters, and got the job done again tonight.
Was there any thought about letting Robbie Baker go back out there for one more inning? I noticed Meeker got up kind of late, it looked like, in the bullpen. Was that just – that's how he does it? He just doesn't take long to get ready?
No, just going into that inning. As soon as the eighth inning ended, I told Meeker he was in the game. He knew that he was going to be in there for that ninth inning. So he's been our guy, you know, as of late, and doing a heck of a job. Closing the door for us and picking up some putting up zeros for us.
A lot of run production at the bottom of your lineup tonight. You had your nine hitter and Ethan Murray get his first professional home run, so I know that ball is going to be marked up. Do you have something planned already? Is it going to be Duke related, or are you going to make it just straight Mudcats and Brewers?
They only get their first professional hit from me. After that, it's all theirs.
But, okay,
you know, it's a big home run going up, playing in there. You know, it's always good to pick up the victory. Perez, you know, looking much better at the plate as well. Had the big two-out double, and then Garcia drove him in. So it was a heck of a night.
Yeah, Garcia looks like he can swing it a little bit. He looked really good in this one. I know he had the one error early, but outside of that, he's looked pretty good. It's only been a couple of games, but certainly looks like he can hit it and look good in this one tonight.
I mean, just a tough error for him. It's something he'll definitely learn from. The runner was going to third. He just took his eye off the ball and kind of looked at that runner, seeing if he should go to third in just that fraction of a second, taking his eye off the ball. But it's something I know he takes pride in his defense, and he's going to learn from that and make that play.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you guys get the win tonight. Series is tied at a game apiece. You get a chance to get out there tomorrow, maybe take a series lead, and go ahead and finish strong in this homestand. It's good to see, and congrats on this one here tonight. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Greg, and congrats to you on the victory.
Appreciate it, sir. That is Joe Arault, the manager, of course, of the Mudcats, and always a pleasure getting a chance to talk to him here in the postgame.